The other day I was reading a blog post by someone who was discussing progression in students' capabilities with using the internet and searching on the internet. And they were describing how with the very youngest children, you might provide them with a specific site to access. So with a single shortcut and they visit just a single site. And then as they become more developed, you can start to look at using different sites, and ultimately you want them to be able to perform free searches that they've chosen themselves, using search terms that they've decided are appropriate and are in a position to be able to deal with the data from that resulting search. It's the ones in the middle that Crunched, the tool that we're looking at today, will help with. If you want to be able to provide several sites from which your students can choose data, so we're in the interim, they're not yet in a position where they'll be able to do searching for themselves, but you do want them to look at more than one data source, more than one site, then Crunched can help. That's K-R-U-N-C-H-D. They make it very straightforward in how to use. The instructions are very simple and very easy to follow. It just asks you to then enter the URLs, and it gives you several rows of boxes to paste your URLs into. You can have as many different URLs as you want. Then you generate a link, so you can choose what the URL will be, provided you don't choose something common. The end point, so you've got crunch.com, and then you choose what comes next. It tells you if you choose characters or a series of characters that have already been used. And then you add a little bit of metadata, so your email address, so that they'll mail you to let you know what that single link is, but also it gives you the opportunity to be able to go back and edit it later if you need to. And then things like title, description and tags, and then a captcha to make sure you're human. When you click on Crunch It, that generates a single URL, and that's the one that you'll send to your students and provide for them. Now what that then does on the page is it gives you a sort of a header bar, and in that header bar is a drop-down list. So each of the pages that you've provided is available there for the students to choose. And they can also use a forward and back button navigation tool. So that will take them through each of the sites that you've provided. And that's it. So providing multiple links through a single link using Crunched.